Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Istanbul, Turkey. The Turkish president has been warned by the United States, even as he is fighting for his political life. That's the headline. Ken Timmerman comes to this broadcast table in a moment with more details.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
They've actually, I think, already stopped the delivery of any F-35s, the stealth fighter jet, into Turkey, because Turkey's been playing footsie over there with Russia, and they are supposedly acquiring those S-400 ground-to-air anti-missile weapons.
And I think that was Vice President Pence who basically cautioned the Turks against buying the S-400s. But frankly, the idea that we would even consider selling them our top-of-the-line stealth fighter, the F-35, just defies comprehension. And I'm glad the Vice President and the President stepped in to put an end to any sale to Turkey of the F-35.
Tayyip Erdogan, who is the president, it seemed like he was president for life. That may have changed a little bit. They had some elections and national elections. The two major cities, Ankara, which is the capital, and Istanbul, the largest city in Turkey, they both lost as it relates to Erdogan's political party. That weakening Erdogan enough that he will get rid of his ambition to be the caliph and the caliphate of the world?
This loss of the Ankara mayorship and possibly of Istanbul, the results are not yet finalized there. It really is a big blow to Erdogan. It's the first national electoral challenge since the Turkish lira lost 30% of its value last August. And I think it shows that the Turkish people are waking up a little bit to Erdogan's mismanagement of the economy. It doesn't suggest yet that they are upset with his broader ambitions, which you just laid out. If he can't put a chicken in every pot without crashing the economy, then I think he's going to have a problem.
Ken Timmerman with details on President Erdogan's loss of the F-35s that were to be given to him by America, even as he fights for his political life. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. Ken's report reveals a number of issues for the Turkish President Erdogan. Turkey seems to be moving closer to Vladimir Putin and Russia than he is to Donald Trump and America. An Erdogan move into the Russian orbit fits exactly what the ancient Jewish prophet Ezekiel wrote some 2,500 years ago. Ezekiel chapter 38, verses 2 and 6, mention Meshech, Tubal, Gomer, and Togarma. These four locations are modern-day Turkey. This prophetic passage is a revelation of the members of the Alignment of Nations who attack Israel in the first 6 months of the tribulation period. This alignment will be led by Russia. This particular prophetic scenario is at the point of total fulfillment. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...